USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrat atop the U.S. House Judiciary Panel says they have sent out requests for dozens of documents involving over 80 different people. As Gerald Nadler says this morning, they want to look into obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power by President Trump.
We have to look at the three major threats to the rule of law that we have seen, and that is corruption, personal enrichment, and violation of the Emoluments Clause. It means abuse of power, attacks on the press, attacks on the judiciary, and obstruction of justice.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders says it's a disgrace, saying Democrats are, quote, more interested in pathetic political games than getting things accomplished on Capitol Hill. Still searching for survivors and bodies in Alabama, where the National Weather Service says the tornadoes that touched down Sunday, killing 23, was the deadliest tornado outbreak in the country since May of 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
More than 80 people arrested after a protest in Sacramento, California last night after the Sacramento County DA decides not to charge two officers involved in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man just about a year ago. Officers say they believe the man, Stephen Clark, had a gun in his hand when they shot him in his grandmother's backyard last year, but no weapon was ever found. The CDC says alcohol, drug, and suicide death rates are the highest on record in the U.S. as deaths from those three causes in 2017 hit the highest levels since the federal government started keeping records in 1999. President Trump hosting the National Association of Attorneys General at the White House yesterday, telling them securing the southern border is vital to stopping the flow of illegal drugs into the nation.
Criminal cartels terrorize innocent people on both sides of the border. Thousands of our citizens are killed by lethal narcotics.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to politics in 2020, many, many Democrats running for president, but the one person who's not getting into the race, President Obama's former attorney general, who says instead he's going to focus his energy on redistricting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Former Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he's not running for president in 2020. The Democrats saying in an opinion piece in Monday's Washington Post, he'll focus on redistricting, the process of reconfiguring electoral districts. Holder served under President Obama and is now chairman of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which has been suing states over voter rights issues. Holder did not say which of the Democratic presidential hopefuls he might endorse, but he says there are many good options.
Beverly Hills 90210 star Luke Perry has died.
The star was known for his roles in TV's Beverly Hills 90210 and Riverdale. Tanner Thomason from ET Live has details.
The family statement is that he passed away this morning after suffering a massive stroke. He was surrounded by his children, Jack and Sophie, his fiancee, Wendy Madison, his ex wife, Minnie Sharp, his mother, his stepfather, his brother, Tom Perry, his sister, Amy Porter, and other family and friends. The family appreciates the outpouring of support and prayers that have been extended to Luke from around the world, and they also respectfully request privacy in this great time of mourning.
Luke Perry was 52 years old. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.